It's 10 to 20 with your boy, Jew Joyner.
I am so grateful to talk to everyone that I'm talking to. And we international, y'all. We have gotten on a plane. Yes. And we are journeying. Okay? We are journeying to, y'all want to go to South Africa. Let's go to South Africa on today.
Let's go to South Africa. Why not?
Let's go.
Let's get our visas on passports. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
I'm well, thanks and blessed. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm going to introduce you because y'all were just laughing at me, but I thought I had it right. And I'm going to stick to me having it right. And I'm going to pronounce your name. You're just going to have to correct me. But it's all in love because I'm going to get it. Once you say it, I know I'm going to have it. Okay. All right. So I am introducing all of y'all to my homegirl.
Yes.
Clee.
You know what? I love your confidence. I love your passion. I love your determination. You know, that is very powerful for me.
It's but let's precursor. Start.
However, be that as it may, let's work towards something like clay, maybe. I don't know.
Clay?
Listen, that is, I love that.
Okay. All right. Look, we up here. I'm just loving the pronunciation. I'm loving the spell. This because when I saw I've been saying on the radio HLE. We got music for HLE.
I'm so sorry. I'm telling you, by the time I'm done with the US, everyone will be Zulu. That is my mission. To convert you all to Zulu.
Look, let me tell you something. I love about you is that I'm just trying to figure out when did you have the time to speak fluent three languages? Yes. Fluent.
Well, the thing is, where we are, as in school, our home language in school was not Zulu. It was English. And then our second language was Afrikaans. Don't ask. We come a long way as a country, but we're here now.
Wow.
My second language is Afrikaans. So I learned Zulu fluently by reading the Bible as much as I could. Yeah, literally. So that's how I actually became fluent in three languages.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So as you are being introduced to everyone, we've been playing the single. And I did not know that you were from South Africa based on us listening to You're the Worthy One. I didn't get it, but now this adds to the specialness of this moment. You're from Johannesburg, South Africa. You're talking with an accent, but when we listen to the song, you can't tell because it is it is what it is. You have a special voice, a special song coming from a special person. So tell our listeners about yourself.
Me? Well, that is a very weird thing to say. I am 31 years of age, so I don't know where I must start and what I must omit and what is important.
Tell us your back. Tell us about a little bit about your upbringing and then how you got into music. I think that's good.
Okay. When I was born, at the first hour of me being born,
we going there, huh? We going there.
Okay. I'm serious. I'm a preacher's child. And we grew up in the church and we grew up doing everything in everything. That's what preachers' kids do. They do everything. Well, Archbishop now do everything. They are the ushers. They are the sound girl and sound guy. Yeah. You know, the musicians, drummer, everything. Yeah. They wipe the toilets, they cook, everything. So everything.
I'm there. So, I was there. Yeah, that was me.
That was me. So you know. So for the longest time, I associated music to that serving. Mm-hmm. And I never understood it as something that is would be my life, my career. Wow. So I just knew that I enjoyed it and that it was nice and that it was fun. And that was before I was even born again. Then I realized the day I found Jesus that, no, man, this place feels like home more than it feels like anything, you know? And I thought it was just the fact that the joys of being born again and being a preacher's kid, let's soldier on and serve for the kingdom. Wow. And I think age 16, I got called, but I still didn't understand what the calling was because I was 16 and I just lost my mother. And I didn't understand what that meant when I've been called. I understand that when people are called, they're called into being pastors and opening churches, you know? So I didn't understand being called into music, what that means, what that entails. Is there a school of worship music that we go to? And all of this, I'm just doing it as part of being a pastor's kid where when they ask for help, wherever we go, there were music competitions that we were asked to go to. And we went because we are listening children. And, you know, we were asked to go to this to help at this church. And we did it because we thought it was just part of what we're supposed to do. I went and I studied interior design. And halfway, not even halfway, at the end of me studying interior design was where the Lord said, okay, now. That thing that we spoke about, now. And I was like, okay, but what? What does that mean? What do I do? And meanwhile, this is all happening. I'm already in the industry, but I'm just thinking it's all part of me helping whoever needs help, you know? And I'm realizing that I'm actually in posters and flyers of people who've got albums and albums and have been in the industry for years. And I'm in there. I don't even have one single and I'm there. No. And I was like, I don't know what's happened. I found favor in the weirdest things. And by the time that I caught on to the fact that this is a call and went and studied music is when I realized that, okay, I must take this serious because I've been working with people that I didn't even get the chance to ask God to work with because I felt like that's something that a person who's aspiring to be a musician gets to do. But God put me on those platforms in a beautiful way. So I'm trying to make the story short, by the way. So
no, I love it. I love this. Yeah, please.
So from all of this, I decide, let me record. I was in a big group, a big worship group back here in South Africa. And I left there and people thought, okay, she's going to record. And I was like, nope. The Lord didn't say I must record. I don't remember being asked by God to be an artist. All this time, I'm still doing nothing. I think a year after I left that, I decided to take out a single. And I'm old now. I'm grown. I've even graduated with music, but I still don't think that I understood what I'm supposed to do. 3 years later, it was a very distinct voice. It was a January, and I was saving up money to go and buy my house, a property, not even my house, just property for investment. And then next thing I knew, God said, okay, now you record. I was like, with what? He says, you got money. So I took that money and I wasn't signed to anyone. I was independent. I took that money and I went and recorded and everything just came together. And when I say came together, firstly, I didn't know that there was a hunger for what I was carrying for the people. I did not know that what I was carrying was for someone for so long. I felt like when I finished that recording, I felt like I was hogging something that doesn't belong to me. And I did not know that. And wow. So that one album did things that I didn't even know. Like, first of all, it touched so many lives. People that weren't even born again got born again from listening to a song. Those things are things that I'd never heard of from my experience. So those things blessed me. And then over and above that, it got me to be able to speak to people like you. I'm here now because someone heard my voice on that album and brought me to platforms that are like this. And it's just becoming worse and worse. I do not know how to explain the rest of it. It is all blur. It was a blur. It's just.
I like that terminology. It's becoming worse and worse. And worse and worse in a great way. I absolutely I love it. Now, as I was reading your bio, you know, we do not use terms loosely, especially when we say the word icon. But you are a noted fashion icon in South Africa. Please.
Oh, please, God. Please thank me. You for these. What thank you for.
Look, your team has really hooked you up here. Let me tell you listen. Something. I'm going to send you my sizes.
No problem. I will sort you out right now. But do you realize the pressure? Can I just say, I didn't write that part. I wasn't the one who wrote that part. I did not suggest it. I'm hearing it from you. I did.
I put it out there. This is what I received. And this is what I'm going to. You are a fashion icon. Look, come on. I love it. And a TV host. Tell us about the TV host thing.
That actually came out of nowhere. Firstly, it started initially from a friend of mine that couldn't make her one of her episodes on her show. So they asked me to come in place for that day. And I came and I did it. So every time when she was away, they kept calling me. And at some point I was like, guys, I'm tired. I'm a singer. That's what I do. I don't talk to people on the screen. Leave me alone. So then they stopped. they stopped. Later they came back to me right when we started lockdown. The whole lockdown, and they said that I was part of the essential workers. Thank you very much. So I was working during lockdown because I was doing a show that just is a spontaneous show for people to just sing random songs because I make people sing. And it was fun. It was just cute. And then after that, I was called again to come and host another show where I felt like I understood it the best because what it is church. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody understands church like your girl, because I churched and churched and churched in every way possible, from apostolic to evangelistic to charismatic, everything. So I know church. So I knew how to navigate that show. And I said, can I just do it? We'll see, maybe for the first two or three seasons. I just want to set the precedent so that we have a show like this, because I feel like we need it, a show where people can flow. And artists would rock up there hoping to be artists, you know, and come and do their songs. But they'd leave there in tears because we were praying, we were laying hands, calling people to Christ. And it was all spontaneous. And it was just so, so beautiful to watch. It was, it was a mess though, because time, we went over time a lot of times.
You're so versed in an array of things. You're a singer, you're a designer, you are a, what else? A TV host. You're the holy one. Well, I left something out. What I leave out?
A human.
Human. Yeah, we got to put that into the equation too. You're the holy one you're the worthy one, rather, is the name of the single. The special day is on Friday, November the 11th. And this worship single will be available on all digital platforms.
Every single one.
Look,
every single one, even the one in Nigeria, even the one in Australia, every single one, we are there. Because is he not holy, the worthy one? Is he not though, you know? So
yeah.
Okay, I'm talking a lot.
But No, you're talking just fine. No, I love the engagement. Please, I dropped my microphone. I'm back.
Yeah.
But please.
The power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, my God. Father, move in that studio right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sorry.
I love the fact that you're just able to go into the prophetic right there. I just see that's what I love, already love about my sister right here. She just anointed all over to pray for microphones falling out of a microphone stand. All of that. I love it. Now, I'm going down the list of being a host, being a fashion designer, being a singer. Now, award-winning singer. Please tell us about the award. What does that come from? Please share with us that. Because look, you are making an impact. That's yes. what I want to get out there. You're making an impact to this United States of America. A lot of people have not heard about you, but I am trying to prepare them for what's about to take place because you are truly hitting the scene and you're hitting it with some fire. I love it. So I just have to know about what you have already won awards. Yes. All right, let's just put that out there. Okay. So tell us about what you have already embraced in the award God. That God has placed on your life.
I don't love this kind of talk. Huh. Well, you know, God has been good. Yes. You know, I've been nominated in awards that are not for gospel people. Hear gospel cool. and sacred like that. So how I became somewhere in the middle is beyond me because uh-huh. I was nominated. I was looking at it actually just now in awards that are, it's TV awards. And all the rest of the people that were in my category are your favorite artist, I think. And it was all people who are in hip hop, in pop, in, you know, wow. And I was like, and yep. then there's little gospel me right there in the middle. I'm there as yeah. well. And there was also another award. They were just, I didn't understand how I got there. And I was like going to those awards. I'm like, why am I here? You know, how am I being recognized? Award. So the awards that I did win were the South African Music Awards, which are the whole country. And they are fully, fully, fully secular. And then now and again, they remember, oh, right, there's gospel. And then they try and add something there. So I won that award for the Best Faith Album. And I don't know how that happened.
The Best Faith Album.
Yes.
Amazing. What I love what has gotten you there? You know, God said he will make, you don't know his thoughts, so you don't know his ways. So, but he does things with intention. He does things that he needs to do to put a spotlight on his children. And that's exactly what he has done. And I am looking forward to greater manifesting, from you. Because we need something new. We have embraced a culture of musical artists that we are accustomed to. And now it's time for us to branch out and embrace the new thing that God is doing. Because if I'm not mistaken, that's what the Bible said. He said, I am doing a new thing. And and one of the things that he's doing is bringing you to this gospel music industry. And I'm wholeheartedly excited about how you're going to be showing yourself strong and be in churches and out of churches. And when you come here in 2023, I mean, that's an anticipation about, you know, when you're coming into this dimension and wholeheartedly continue the great work. Continue the great work. Do you cook? Yeah.
I love to cook.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
Listen, hear me out. I know you're not going to like it. It's going to sound weird.
I know I'm not. But I still want to know.
I promise you, it tastes amazing. Chicken feet. Listen.
Yeah.
Chicken are amazing.
I knew it.
Thank you. Come on.
I knew that was something. That made me cringe. But go ahead. Please continue.
I'm scared to carry on now. I can't carry on. But please, I just want to
The audience needs to know.
But the Bible says there is now, therefore, no more condemnation. I don't understand why I'm being judged. Jesus' name. What we call inhlogo, which means cow head. Listen. Hear me out. Hear me out. I will make it for you one day. But I make amazing lamb stew and lamb chops.
Here we go. Here we go.
English stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kill that too. But the chicken feet, we call them the walkie-talkies. The chicken, somebody say chicken. The runaways.
The walkie-talkies?
Yes.
Oh.
The runaways, those things, they run right into your taste buds.
No, run away.
And they dance.
I think I've had enough. I think I have.
But I make amazing lamb stew. I make amazing.
Thank you.
Chicken curry at chicken.
Okay, here we go.
Mash. I just make great Sunday lunch. Let me say that.
You said Sunday lunch.
Yes, we call it Sunday several. We don't. We call it several colors. Because okay. It has to be all the colors of the world. They have to be laid out at the king's table. And they have to be orange, blues, greens, everything there. It has to be there. And it has to be.
Blues.
What is going to be blue?
Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to wait for that to come. I just want to know what's going to be blue that's coming on my plate. I have to know that. I have to know that. Did we insert a color that we shouldn't have inserted? Please tell me that's correct.
Sorry, we can find
some. Is that part of the cow head? I don't
know. Blueberries. Oh, actually, okay. Blueberries in the salad. I need you to stop
judging.
Okay,
here we go. Okay, that's better.
I really need you to stop judging me. I feel like you're judging me. And I don't know how I feel.
I know. I'm not judging you at all.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to get over the cowhead and the runaways. That's all I'm trying to just wrap my mind around. But
I will pack
bless
them
be the name of the Lord.
18-hour flight. Look, I will be on the 18-hour with my Tupperware. And I will come God! With my
Open your mouth.
Yes.
Look.
Thank you very much.
I've had an amazing time talking to you. I'm going to try this again. If I I've been so caught up in the conversation that my pronunciation may be off again. But, you know, that's why you're here to correct me. And I'm going to listen to this interview over and over again. So when you come in 2023, I'm going to say, what's her name? I'm going to just spit it on out because I'm going to know it. I'm a master it.
Just glide into it. Just say it without thinking. Just say Clay.
Clay.
Just move on. Quickly go to the shop and say it again.
There it is. See? Yeah. That's Clay. That's Clay.
There you go.
Yeah, I think I got it. Look, I want to thank you so much.
You away.
This is awesome. This is awesome. I want to thank you so much for your time on today. Really appreciate it. You keep up the dynamic work. And don't forget tomorrow. Everyone can download the You're the Worthy One on all digital platforms. How can we get in contact with you on social media?
Oh, please do. I love stalking people that talk to me. I literally go on their profiles and I stalk them and I scroll. And sometimes I accidentally like their pictures, forgetting that I'm stalking. I'm a very bad stalker. But please do. My handles are Shay Live, HLELIVE, Shay Live everywhere.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Keep up the dynamic work.
Thank you so much for having me. Really, this was beautiful. You're amazing. Absolutely. Your listeners are so cool. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to 10 to 20 with your boy, Jew. Peace.